Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another good start. Another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Hey guys.
Today we're going to be talking about Far Cry New Dawn. I think we're like a year behind this on this review.
I think we're a little behind on a lot of the games we're going to be talking about. I'm finally just starting to get to them.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well today, Far Cry 5, Far Cry New Dawn, and Will's going to talk about Far Cry 3's playing the remastered, and how's that going so far?
I'm really enjoying it. I think Far Cry 3 is still by far my favorite Far Cry game.
Yeah, I actually can't remember that one. I'm pretty sure I played it, though. I played all the Far Crys, I believe, except for Primal and 4.
3 was the island one, where you have, like, the tattoos and stuff like that every time you get your abilities.
I remember that now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and then we'll talk about Season 4 of Warzone, which should be out today on this podcast release date. I'll be streaming that day for sure, so if you're listening to this podcast, stop and come join my stream.
God.
Yeah, I've just been getting lasered lately, so I took a weekend off of playing COD, but I'm back.
I did the same thing. I tried playing multiplayer, and I wanted to level my guns with the double XP, and I just kept getting shit on with the guns I was trying to level in Shoot House and Shipment. So I was like, fuck this game. I need a break.
Decent. All right, and I'm sure some other stuff will come up too, and that's all coming up right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. All right, guys, welcome to the show. Will has been hard at work on Far Cry number 3.
Oh, yeah. I needed a bit of nostalgia, and like after I told you that Far Cry New Dawn was on sale, I was like, I'm going to look at the store myself, and sure enough, I saw Far Cry 3 Classic was, I think it was $29 or $39, I can't remember, but definitely worth the buy.
Nice. Yeah, I picked up New Dawn, and I think it was like $20. I was tempted to buy the like deluxe edition for $30. I'm like, you know what? Nah.
You don't really get much with it. I remember when I bought the Far Cry New Dawn, I bought the deluxe edition because it was an extra $10, and I thought I'd get enough for it. It wasn't.
Yeah, so I made the right decision then.
Yes.
Okay, good. I mean, it's not like me to splooge and go and actually pay the extra for the deluxe version.
You will do it when it's worth it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, not many games are worth it nowadays.
Yeah. All right, so New Dawn, I'll talk about that right now. So, for those who don't know, it's... it's basically a sequel to Far Cry 5. So, spoiler alert, there's a nuke that goes off at the end of Far Cry 5 and basically kind of levels everything. So these are people that have been in a vault for 17 years, and then they come out and they start rebuilding, and then they get attacked by these highwaymen fucking people, which is just a gang of dudes run by two twin girls that are just completely
nuts. Left.
Yeah, they're they would not, I would not want them to be my girlfriend. Just yeah. So yeah, anyways, yeah, the game's okay. It kind of, it plays the same as Far Cry 5. The button inputs are kind of sloppy. I'm not really impressed with that, personally. Like, by sloppy, I mean they give you a very small margin for error in terms of your button inputs. Like, if you don't push A exactly when the prompt's up, like...
Oh, yeah, it's over. I had to... during those stupid prompt fights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those were annoying. I found... I hate to say it, as, and I'm not changing the topic or anything, but with Far Cry New Dawn, I think the only thing that I actually enjoyed about the game was the different weapons.
Yeah, that was the next point I was going to get to, actually. So, you were just talking about Far Cry 5?
Yeah, yeah. Or, well, is it still part of 5, or is it just New Dawn? I think it's just New Dawn.
It's just New Dawn, because 5, you had some fucking bitchin' weapons. And yeah. I remember one of the guys you had to kill in the game, the reward was his sniper rifle, and you're like, this thing's fucking bitching.
Yeah.
But yeah, Far Cry New Dawn, like, you're in a post-apocalyptic world, so I kind of get that it's hard to come across some actually good weapons, but you basically go to a workbench and just kind of half-ass craft a fucking weapon. Like, the first thing you craft is a saw blade launcher. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much your stealth weapon, which it has horrible fucking aim.
Which I have not used since the tutorial level. I fucking ditched that thing right away. But yeah, it's one of them fucking level up your base type of things. I think I was talking about those last week.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to level up your home base, and the higher your base is, the better weapons you get, and the better vehicles you get, and all that kind of stuff. The guns for hire system's kind of meh, yeah, it's kind of like a loose, Far Cry 5.
Yeah, I didn't finish Far Cry 5, but I haven't finished New Dawn as well. I'm starting to feel like the series has gotten a little stale.
Yeah, you kind of have to make your own, conflict in the game to make it fun. And by that I mean, like, in Far Cry 5, there was an overlaying, bad guy or whatever that you had to go after. And what gave me motivation in that game was I hate cults, like, with a fucking passion. And it's like, hey, here's this religious fuckwit who is trying to convince everybody that the world's ending and sending his goons out and doing some shitty fucking things. So that kind of motivated me to go through the game and complete the game. But on this game, I don't know, you just get, like, robbed, or your train gets derailed, and then you get attacked by these fucking hoodlum fucking dinks. And yeah, it's that was literally the setup for the whole game. So I wasn't too I can't even talk today, dude. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I'm not too terribly impressed with that. After the first act, the twins show up at your home base and try to, like, burn it down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I'm kind of intrigued. But at the same time, it's like, I could literally go up to you anytime and fucking kill you. I bet. Like, if I find your fucking hiding spot, you're toast.
Yeah. I just feel in New Dawn, the story, I don't know the word I'm trying to, like, how I want to say, but it just lacking. Didn't work for me. Yeah, it didn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
The whole opening kind of caught me a little cool, because I liked how, like, it showed the explosion and, like, you know, how the world, like, evolved.
Yeah.
And then it just, the train scene, I was already kind of like, meh.
Yeah. But the girl that rescues you is, like, kind of hot and kind of looks like, it was a PA that was on Power Rangers. What's her fucking name? The kind of uptight one. Do you remember her name? Kate something. Yeah, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't Kate. She kind of look like Kate?
Yeah, she does. I saw her a couple weeks, or, well, I guess a couple months ago now. She was working props.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but yeah, I think she looks like Kate, and then, but, like, if Kate wasn't so uptight. So, yeah, so that's
where your head's at.
Pretty much. So anyways, yeah, she's been riding along with me. I encountered one really stupid freaking glitch in the game. So we're basically you drive around the map and occasionally some event, we'll call it an event, but it, like, you'll see a transporter truck with a cage on the back holding like civilians that literally nothing wrong or something, and they have an escort behind them. So you can stop, kill the driver, kill the escort, and then free them, and then you get, you know, a small reward. Another thing is people will be driving like a transport truck, and if you kill the driver and open the transport truck, there'll be some loot you can loot in there. So I stole one of those trucks. It's like a 5-ton truck type thing. And I drove into one of those, one of the strongholds where all the bad guys hang out, and you can liberate it and get a bunch of ethanol. But anyways, yeah, I drove in there, me and fucking Kate in the seat there. And, this flamethrower bitch came out of nowhere, flamethrowered our thing, blew it up, killed us. We're like, all right, well, that didn't work out. Next thing I know, me and Kate spawn in the truck, upside down, 100 feet in the air. Fucking truck falls on the roof, kills Kate, and I barely survive. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And I got that on video. I'm like, I'm clipping the shit out of that. So...
how did you survive 100 feet?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I was trying to get my bearings, and then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, Kate's out for the count. You got a reviver in the rosters menu. I'm like, God fucking damn it. And I didn't have any of the materials to revive her at the time. It was so early in the game. So, yeah, but there's been a couple glitches in the game. That was the biggest one for sure. I'm just a little annoyed when you're trying to take the forts at how dumb the enemies are. Like,
yeah, the AI was not designed well for this game.
No, but
I could tell that even on the train scene. Like, I'm literally like have just nothing but a pistol. I'm not even playing that stealthy right now, and these guys can't even shoot me.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's so bad. It's not until, like, because right now I'm kind of bored, so I'm liberating the outposts, and then you can scavenge them. So you take whatever you can from it, and then you basically give it back to the enemy, and then they take it over again and upgrade their they upgrade their like defenses and stuff. So, but if you take it again, you get more shit. So I've been doing that, and I just took my first epic outpost, which was actually fucking hard. I literally didn't have a goddamn choice except to take it like fucking guns a-blazing. there's no way you can go in there, because you get extra stuff if you are undetected or if you don't get any alarms. So you
like
get extra,
all the games.
Yeah. So fuck, man. Like, first of all, they had two dogs with explosive collars, and as soon as they ran at you, the collars exploded and killed you. So I have Nana. Nana's like one of the guns for hire or whatever. She's a sniper, and she's like 80 years old and says stuff like, I can't even remember. She says some witty stuff. She goes, hey, I blew your head off. Not that you're using it anyway. Or shit like that. But she's handy because she hits every one of her shots. Like, some of the snipers are a little kind of gross in that game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm like, ah, that guy's too fucking far. I'll just get Nana to snipe him out, and sure enough, hits every shot, headshot, insta down. Like, yeah, it's great.
Thanks, Nana.
Yeah. But yeah, I was super happy when I took over that epic outpost. It was really, really tough. That was like the first one you could run into, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, I can't remember what the name of it was, but that's my goal. If I play it again tomorrow, is,
take them all.
Take all the... Well, I've barely been... Like, I'm maybe been like a kilometer and a half from home base. So.
So you're not really branching out too far yet.
No. Well, here's another dumb thing. So you have to, like, upgrade your base in order to unlock fast travel to fucking outposts. Like, how goddamn dumb is that?
I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, like, no. There's two things you don't fuck with in video games. One of them is fast travel, and one of them is saving.
Yeah, fast travel can make or break a game.
Yeah.
If I have to fucking run everywhere, I probably will put the game down.
But the bonus of this currently is, like, you can just set a waypoint and then get in the passenger seat, and then whoever your gun for hire is will drive. So you can just, like, text or, you know, do whatever the fuck you want for a bit.
And what happens if you get attacked on the way?
You're fine. They just keep driving. What's really weird is when you're in the passenger seat and you, like, look over to the driver, they, like, look back at you, and you're like, and they just look at you the whole fucking time. You're like, you should be watching the road, bro.
Oh man, you gotta clip that so you can do a good joke like that.
Yeah, and it's like, it's Nana too, right? So she's looking at you like, what the fuck are you looking at, old, you young fuck? Yeah.
Oh god. It's like, oh, it'd probably be safer to walk.
Probably. But my, oh, here's the other okay, I'm just talking about the annoying stuff. The game's fun when it's, you know, when it's not frustrating. But, yeah, the other thing that was really annoying is with fucking Kate is you're like, you get in the car and then you're like waiting for her to get in the car, but she just fucking stands there and you're like honking the horn, like, get in the fucking car, Kate, fuck. And she just fucking, she'll run up to it and then you might start moving because she's basically just about to get in, right? And then she'll see that you're moving and be like, whoa, whoa, and she'll fucking back off and be like, oh, I'm moving over here now. It's like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah, I had that happen to me.
And you can direct your guns for hire where to go, right? So you can just, you just zoom in, you press left on the D-pad to tell them to go to one place or attack an enemy, or you hit right to have them follow you. So if you tell, okay, Kate was standing in the middle of the fucking door of the goddamn truck I'm trying to drive, and I'm like, I can't get in because she's blocking me. I'm like, fuck, woman. So I just like looked over and I aimed in and said, go there. So she moved, and then I got in the truck, and then she wouldn't get in the truck because I told her to go there. And it, the game didn't default to be like, oh, he's honking his horn like a fucking crazy person, I should get in the truck.
So she just stood there?
She just fucking stood there. I had to get out of the truck and then aim down the thing and push follow me so she would follow me into the truck. I was like, this is dumb, dude.
Oh, that's a horrible fucking design right there.
So, yeah. But that's a good single-player game. I was playing NHL for quite a while. Then I won the Stanley Cup again. I got kind of bored of it, honestly. I actually boosted up the difficulty. I'm on the max difficulty now.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't seem too much harder, honestly.
You're just playing the game too much. You're getting better.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, I'm not buying NHL 21. Fuck that. NHL 20 is already broken enough, so I'll just keep playing to NHL 20.
I don't even know. Have they announced 21? I know they did with Madden.
I mean, do they need to announce it? We know it's fucking coming.
That's true.
Same thing with, like, the new Call of Duty. Oh, shocker. There's a new Call of Duty coming out this year.
Yeah, we knew that one. Apparently, what is it? Cold War?
Yeah.
Black Ops?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a new rehash of Black Ops, I guess. Just like they did with Modern Warfare.
God, they are running out of ideas.
I think so, which is kind of starting to get annoying with games.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I play a game that's even brand new, it just feels like something I've played before.
Yeah, like there's... See, that's why I like Nintendo. Nintendo's innovative as fuck in terms of redesigning stuff. You know,
yeah.
like they'll release a new Mario game, but it'll be... scratch that. Let's look at like the 3D Marios. So like they've all been 3D Marios, but they've all had a different... mechanic that drove the game. So like Sunshine had the flood, Galaxy you're in fucking space, and then you had Odyssey, which you have the cap,
different worlds. Yeah
So you know, it was just a nice fresh look on a classic that people like, which was Super Mario 64 essentially.
But you know the thing, and we've talked about it before, is Nintendo takes longer to design their games.
That's true. Yeah, where you're pumping out a Call of Duty every fucking year.
Yeah, well, every 2 years, because there's three companies that are making them now.
Oh, yeah. I read that as they're releasing new games every 2 years, but there is a new game every year, but just from a different publisher.
Yeah. Well, same publisher, just different developers. But yeah. It's Treyarch, Infinity Ward, and then there's the third one now. I just can't remember their name, and I'm not even going to look it up because I'm just like, fuck.
So speaking of Call of Duty, Let's talk about season 4. So that drops on Tuesday, and today is Sunday, the 31st.
God, I can only picture how big the update's going to be.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be gross. Well, I made a video about Call of Duty. I released it on Monday. It's called Fix Your Broken Game, Call of Duty. Fuck.
I've seen many of those videos.
Have you? I cannot find these videos. Like, I'm looking on YouTube. I cannot find them.
There's quite a few of them. If you actually put, like, fix your broken game or fuck COD, like, you'll find it.
Oh, that's
That's how I found Murder the Show.
Yeah.
And I sent you his videos, remember?
Yeah.
Fuck, that guy's hilarious.
You know what? That's a really good tag that I didn't put on the video. I'm going to put it on right now.
Fuck Call of Duty.
Fuck COD.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, I was putting all the tags into my video, and my video was ranked like really high on all of these tags. So, but if I put fuck Call of Duty, I'm just going to see.
Might show up even higher.
Yeah, might do pretty good. Fix your broken game, edit the video. Anyway, so what this video was I compiled together a bunch of stupid shit that keeps happening to everybody in Call of Duty. Fuck COD. Oh yeah.
For me, it's got to be the rocks. Sorry.
That's definitely in there.
I was playing solos the other day and I got fucking killed because I couldn't climb a goddamn rock and it was so small. My guy is just like, "Nope, but I'm jumping over it."
Yeah.
I'm fucking jumping higher than the rock, but it wouldn't let me over and then I died in the gas.
Goddamn. Yeah, man, it happens. I gotta
shouldn't
remove.
Fucking happen. Just shouldn't news. Fucking happen, dude.
It should not happen. It's totally fucking bullshit. So, oh, okay. I can't put that on because it'll ruin our chance of being demonetized.
Yeah.
God damn it. So, you anyways,
put screw or something.
Screw COD. Yeah, I can do that. Let's put. I can do that. Screw COD. Okay, anyways, so this video has the rocks, it has the fucking jumping through windows. I was playing with you one day and I was like losing my fucking shit at not being able to jump out a window.
Oh yeah. I remember that. And then you tried to jump in one too and the guy killed you. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's in there, don't worry, that's in there. But anyways, yeah, so we have that kind of stuff in there. I have some visual glitches in there where I jumped into a game and there was like a colorful light show going on. I jumped into a game that was all thermal, like the entire game was thermal.
I wish I clipped the one when I played and all the trees and walls were invisible.
That's fucked.
Yeah, dude, try driving a car but hitting everything, but not seeing it.
Oh, that'd be so frustrating. Wow. Yeah, so then, watch the video. It's on YouTube. It's on our Facebook page, I believe, too, the link to it.
And, yeah, rage with us.
Yeah, rage with us. Okay, all right, season 4. Let's talk about that.
All right, so we know two of the new operators. We have Captain Price.
About time.
Yeah, I'm psyched for him. Always been one of my favorites. And what's the UK's guy? Gaz.
Yeah. Good shit. Now, with the map, I'm trying to find... Looking for something in particular? Yes. Season 4 maps. I'm just trying to find anything to do with Warzone, because I don't think anyone actually cares about regular Modern Warfare.
Not as much anymore.
Yeah. It's just like rehashing of maps, maybe like one new map for multiplayer, shit like that.
Yeah. I have a feeling with the teaser they released before that we knew Captain Price was coming, there's a video where he's talking to that terrorist guy. And they're talking about Price or an old friend being spotted in Verdansk, which turned out to be Captain Price, right?
Yep.
And now that we also know that there's the nuke for Bunker 11 and that is going to play, I have a feeling the story for season 4 is going to be the operators trying to stop the nuke from going off and then probably failing.
While killing 150 other people?
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. okay, so this is adding duos is actually available now. Thank God,
yeah, that
finally
came in Friday.
Fuck, we've only wanted duos for about a Coon's age.
Yeah, and they kept saying that they didn't know how to incorporate it in the game properly. I don't understand that. Like, we could have trios. Trios didn't make much sense to me compared to duos.
Yeah, totally. I think they had it as quads to start, and then it was just too fucking broken somehow, and then the trios it worked. I don't know. That's probably what happened. But there's new items in-game that you can put in your loadout. Okay.
You talking like the guns?
It just says new items in-game that you can put in your loadout. So, like, is there new lethals or... Fuck, here comes another broken fucking bullshit unbalanced piece of shit fucking thing in the game.
Yeah. Well, I do know for weapons, we have the Galil is coming.
A new gun?
Yeah, it's like the Iranian AK-47.
Okay.
It's super powerful, good gun. We're finally getting the Vector SMG. I'm psyched for that.
Excellent.
Yeah, in the code today, people discovered some new melee weapons. I'm not sure how I feel about them. There's the Akimbo Blades, which looks like two samurai swords.
Okay.
And Akimbo Batons.
Okay. As long as they don't fucking kill me in one shot, I'll be fine.
Well, that's how melee weapons work, dude. Except shields. Shields, like I've explained to everyone, I finally got the shield gold. And the only way you could fucking do that is hardcore mode, because you can bash someone once and they die. In normal mode, you have to hit them twice.
Yeah.
And getting triple kills like that isn't fucking easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well... what's that called? The knife, the throwing knife. Can you get one hit kills with that?
Yes.
Why the fuck don't I have that as in my loadout?
It's good for close range, and you can get some really nice long range stuff, but you have to throw the knife high, so it has like decrease.
Yeah. Okay. There's also new items to find in BR and Plunder that aren't in your loadout. Cool.
That'll be interesting. They haven't really explained too much about what they're changing to that. So
yeah, we also have new field upgrades.
Interesting. I don't know what could they actually add.
Well, field upgrades are like the munitions box and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So you have the munitions box, the recon drone, dead silence, that stupid shield wall,
the deployable cover. Yeah.
The deployable. You know, that actually saved me in solo.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not going to lie, dude. I got shot from, like, three different angles, and I had a rock covering one side, then I put the wall on my right side, and I was shooting it, like, laying on my belly, shooting the guy in front of me.
Oh, jeez. I'm not sure what they could add, because they added the shield box, which is super handy.
Yeah, that comes in handy.
Which I found out, dude, we should just... throw all of our shields on the ground. Like, if we have one or two shields, like, just throw all the shields on the ground and then get brand new shields from the box and then pick up the other ones after.
Pretty much, yeah.
New modes. What fucking new modes could they have?
I don't know. They were talking about changing some things with Plunder. I hope they don't fuck with the normal Warzone, because remember when they added Classic? No one really wanted to play it.
Yeah, I saw an article on, they're like, that's like the best thing that happened since... fuck you. Who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, Classic wasn't fun. I tried playing it without having, like, no money, no field upgrades. It just wasn't fun. And you didn't even have loadout. So what guns you picked up, that was your gun.
Yeah, I know. Like I said in the game, like, that's what makes... Warzone fun is buying people back and the gulag and getting your own personal loadouts and shit like that. Like, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Not fucking picking up a shit stock fucking M4A1 and getting just lasered by
someone
fucking blueprint gun.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck. So, alright, so there's also new loot coming to Warzone and a narrative story!
Yep. So that's where I think the nuke's gonna come into play. there's going to be some sort of events throughout season four, I bet you, just because they were talking about teasing it as they want to do things that Fortnite does with live events.
Mm-hmm.
And I picture, you know, they'll start doing that. So, like, you know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks in now, there could be like a huge battle or something that you could see or participate in.
Well, you know what would be funny, or not funny, sorry, you know what would be cool is if they didn't tell you about anything that was happening in the goddamn game, like story, narrative-wise, and just these little things happen all over the map over the next the course of the next 75 days.
That would be cool, and then you kind of just start to put the story together yourself.
Well, then that kind of creates a community. Like, if people want to figure out what's happening, and if they put... Like, think of how to get into Bunker 11. It's kind of a grind. But
have you gotten in yet?
No.
Yeah, we still got to attempt that.
Yeah, I haven't attempted it since I played with you last.
Yeah.
But, yeah, think of it this way. What if, yeah, there's story plots happening all over the map, but they're not telling anybody, and you need all of those story points in order to open, like, Bunker 11 or something and get access to the nuke or something. That would
be cool. There is a computer in Bunker 11 that you can activate, but it doesn't do anything right now.
There's computers all over the place that don't do anything, but you can enter passwords and stuff.
That's why I have a feeling that's going to play in somewhere.
Hmm.
Maybe you'll get the launch code for the nuke?
Yep.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh. Maybe, I bet you, so this season, you have to answer the phones to get into Bunker 11. What if you need to access the computers in the next season to access a different bunker or something?
That would be kind of cool.
So, yeah, that's interesting. So that, okay. Why are we not game designers, Will? Like, we come up with good shit every fucking podcast.
A little more math than I'm good with.
Well, we can hire someone who's good at math.
That's true.
We'll just play
but
the
we
game.
Also have to have money to design a game.
Yeah. So, become a Patreon. No, just kidding. but no, seriously, become a Patreon and you get access to the podcast episode one day earlier than everyone else. And access to exclusive content, which comes out every week as well. And you can join the exclusive Video Games Now Club that very few have benefits for. That made sense, right?
Sort of. I didn't know where you were going with that for a second, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh, this sounds horrible.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't have my script in front of me. I can't find my script, so I'm winging it. So while you're at it, at the very least, go to our website, videogamesnow.ca. You'll find all our YouTube videos on there. You'll find our social media links and the latest gaming news. No, that's a lie. We don't do that anymore.
We'll keep up a little bit this week, I think, with the PlayStation event.
Yes, that was my next thing I was going to catch on to. I'm just going to go down. We're almost done Modern Warfare Season 4, so after that we'll head over to PlayStation 5 land. Okay, so updated loot. Infinity Ward has assured that ground loot will have continuous overhaul to diversify the strategies you can take across Warzone, so you can expect new tools of destruction to play with. Expect to see every weapon type with silence and non-silence variants, allowing squads to kit themselves for silent operations. New weapons and blueprints will be added to the supply boxes and ground loot to Verdusk, and stay tuned for additional meta updates with Warzone as it further evolves. So, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, but...
Hang on.
Some of those blueprints are absolute trash, dude.
Every sniper blueprint is fucking trash.
Yeah.
Every single one is trash.
Well, I do like, is it the Widowmaker? I think that's the only one I like.
No, I can't use any of them. Like, you will aim directly at the head of a person who is, like, 150 meters away, and there will be so much bullet drop, you won't even get a hit marker. I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah, I think that's why both of us have started using the car.
Dude, the Car 98 is a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Was I playing? No, this is a solo game. I wanted to buy a loadout drop, get my sniper, and then buy my get the free loadout and get my actual loadout with recharge and stuns and all that shit, and then have my sniper, right? So this is in solos. I bought my Car 98. So the only thing in my Car 98 loadout, which I've now fixed because, holy fuck, was my Car 98 that's decked out. I think it was a rocket launcher. It was my secondary. And then a couple of perks. I think Ghost and all that shit, which doesn't matter in the beginning of the game, but As soon as I got that, I encountered 7 fucking people, Will, and I killed all of them with my Kara 98, including in close quarters. Like, he just came around the corner, started spraying and praying me so fucking hard, and I killed him with 2 shots with my Kara 98. I'm like, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself right now. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. That's when I played solo, there's no way I'm ever going to have like a 30 kill game. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not that good. But when I did have solo game, I got up to 12.
Nice.
And I was super happy. And then I played way too aggressive on the last 5 people and got myself killed.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that game I was just talking about, I came 2nd. I was so pissed.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was so pissed. The guy was not even that good, too, the last guy. I just got caught in the gas, and it was either like stay in the gas and try to out-snipe him or just run into the open where he could easily laser me. I'm like, fuck. Yeah, it was shit. But, okay, so game modes coming to Modern Warfare Season 4 Warzone. We got the duos, which we have already. We have Battle Royale High Action Claustrophobia. So the gas closes in faster than normal.
That could be interesting. That'll definitely make the game way more fast-paced.
Totally. And I guess we can't use our usual gas riding techniques.
No, because you can get fucked over pretty bad. We'll ride the storm all of a sudden. Hey, the storm's like getting a real little close. Yep. Hey, the storm's like right on us. Hey, we're in the storm.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Battle Royale one shot. It's one shot headshots and no loto drops.
That might be okay. That would actually make me get my sniping skills way better, but holy fuck, I think I could lose a lot of engagements.
Yeah, I feel like that's rage week for me.
Yeah.
Realism Battle Royale, buddy. That's sick.
So that would be one shot kill?
Because
when they did Realism Ground War, it was basically Hardcore Ground War, and that's what I've been waiting for to come back.
Well, they have later on the list, they have Hardcore Battle Royale.
So, that I'll be down with. What Realism... That's basically... Actually, no, that's going to suck. You could get shot by a pistol from like fucking 100 feet away and you're going to die.
It's probably just going to half your health.
I hope so.
So you'd have 125 health, so you basically have half a shield and full health, and that's it. Okay, so the other thing I was going to mention is realism actually takes your HUD away. Right? So
yeah. So that would mean like UAVs and whatnot would be pointless.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you don't have a mini map. You wouldn't have a mini map at all. You couldn't see how much ammo you have, which would be fucking crucial. Holy shit.
So that means everyone would be rocking heat sensors too.
Probably. They also have Realism Plunder, and then, yeah, Hardcore Battle Royale, Hardcore Plunder. Plunder Solo. Finally, fuck, that took way too long, eh?
Well, they did have it at one point, and then they took it away.
Cool. They have Troopers, whatever the fuck that is, there's no description for that. And they have Infinite Revive and No Revive.
Interesting. I don't know how infinite would work. I think it could ruin the game mechanics.
Yeah. By the way, those are all apparently speculations. It's a list of leaks from Senscalo. So if those are all wrong, blame him. Don't believe us. But subscribe. Okay. But what else we got here? We got additional playlists in the code for Warzone, duos, one shot, and stimulus, solos, trios, duos. Quads, bottom line, infinite gulag, dude, I'm digging that. Tired of dying all the time.
How would that work at the end though?
Well, the gulag closes, right?
Oh, okay, I thought you said infinite though. So,
well, yeah, it's infinite until the gulag closes, I would imagine.
Oh, then I just play so fucking aggressive.
Oh, dude. No consequence. Yeah, but every time you drop in, you're fucking playing handicapped, and 150 people are dropping in.
Oh, God, that would suck. You look up at the sky. And all you see is parachutes.
Oh, no, it would get halved every time, right? So out of 150 people, 75 would come back, and then out of that, 37 would come back, right? So
you'd still see a lot of people in the sky.
Yeah. Okay. they also have Most Wanted. That sounds fun. That sounds super fun. Run like
that
hell.
Be a bounty.
Possibly, yeah. Like whoever has the most kills just shows up on the map would be really cool. They have run like hell. It's probably like extra fast gas. Like maybe the gas just starts and it just fucking closes in, doesn't tell you where the circle goes. Fuck, that'd be so great. There's there's a lot of good ways to switch up the battle royale genre.
Yeah, I think that would be cool though, not knowing where the circle's gonna go.
Yeah.
So you can see the gas and then just kind of predict it your own way and you could maybe screw yourself.
Yeah. And then if you did recons, maybe it showed you like a glimpse of like where a circle would be if there were circles. Mm-hmm. But it didn't like stick around the whole time or something. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Yeah. We should work for Activision. Make this fucking game better.
Yeah, because they seem to be running out of ideas.
Yeah. Pew Pew. That's another game mode, apparently. Additional playlist, rather.
I've seen that one been leaked in the code for a while now.
Well, let's get on it. All right, well, that's all I got for Modern Warfare Season 4. Map changes. Ooh, we'll keep that classified for now.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the PlayStation event. So on our Facebook page and our Discord, I ask, oh my God, Will, I put PlaySun, like PlayStation 5 event. Anyways, on our Facebook and our Discord page, I asked, what do you guys think of the new event? Or what do you want to hear at the new event? And Brian Johnson, with his courteous comments, says the Series X.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he's
not a PlayStation fan.
Yeah, he's not a Sony fanboy for sure. However, on our Discord, we have a couple more people a little more eager. Like Thomas Knowsworthy, one of our Patreons. Spider-Man sequel, the first one was the reason he bought a PS4.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the next game I'm going to replay.
Damn. All right, Emotional Support Man says, June this year or next year? Pfft, come on. He says he's more of a PC guy and he just wants PlayStation ports. Well, you can't have what is not coming.
Yeah.
All right. Thomas Knowsworthy said, we are getting heavy rain beyond Two Souls in Detroit to become human on June 18th. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Elok on our Patreon chat shared playing some real COD this weekend to get his... oh my God. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to read the rest of that. Become a Patreon to... Yeah. Anyways, so that's the PS5 event in terms of our community. So let's look at the actual event and see what we can expect.
Do you think this is the time they're going to announce the price?
Have they showed off the console yet?
They haven't.
So
I feel like this could be it, or they might tease us and just show games.
I think they're going to show it off because... Well, last year, Xbox showed off their thing.
Yep.
And the new consoles would ideally be coming out the end of this year. So if they don't show it off now, they're kind of dumb. Because they need to show it off now to build hype and advertise the fucking shit out of it for the holiday season.
That's what I was also saying. And then talking to Mark, I said like they both Microsoft and Xbox have to do this soon so they can get pre-orders and so they can figure out how many like SCU numbers they're going to have to actually get.
Yeah. SKU numbers, I think, is what you want. Where you're looking
for? Oh yeah, SKU. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's gonna be a little easier for people to get consoles this time because not everyone's gonna have the money to actually put $700 down.
Yeah. Is that what you think the price is gonna be for the PS5?
No, I don't. But it's also you're looking at games.
That's true. Unless you got PlayStation Now.
Yeah, but the one reason Sony has screwed up with PlayStation Now is they don't put new games on there.
Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah.
Unlike Game Pass, they've been putting like their Microsoft exclusives.
Of course.
Yeah, so Microsoft, smart, PlayStation, halfway.
Xbox, big PP. No, or how's that go? Xbox, big brain, PS, little PP.
Yeah.
And then all the fanboys are just going to choke on that. All right, so, June 4th at 1 p.m. What is PDT?
Pacific Standard Time.
No, PDT.
Pacific.
Papa Delta Tango.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck is that? I'm going to look that up because, you know, that's important.
Maybe Pacific Daytime? Well, I don't know. They have weird fucking ways.
Oh, it's just Pacific time. When the fuck did that change?
I don't know. I always thought it was PST, which is Pacific Standard Time, but it's also post-atomic stress.
Oh, Pacific Daylight Time. I wonder if that's in terms of daylight savings time.
Could be.
Okay.
That kind of makes sense. So 1 p.m., everyone save your clocks and calendars. And
or like the majority of all of our listeners on the East Coast, that would be 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. Or sorry, that would be 4 p.m.
4. Yeah, 3 hours out of.
4 p.m. Eastern Time, PS5, the future of gaming.
So you think we're going to finally see the console?
Yep. And I think they're going to talk about the price, too.
All right. So how about we make a little contest, maybe, with our viewers, then?
Nah. I thought you were going to challenge me to a bet.
I was thinking about it, and then I thought we could get all our listeners in as well, see who gets the price right.
All right. If I get it right, you got to become a Patreon. No,
where's that money go? Right back to us.
No, not you. I meant the listeners.
Mm.
That would be kind of counterintuitive. Although, you do owe me some money for the jerseys.
Yep.
No shame.
So, what do you think, in your mind, though, the price is going to be?
I can't see it being more than $600.
And that's 600 Canadian, though. So I think, for sure, if they go above that price tag, they've already lost.
Yeah. I think what's it called? Xbox. I think that's really smart of them to lower the cost of the console and then bank on making more money on games. I think that's a very smart marketing move, and I think PlayStation needs to kind of follow that. But I'm just now thinking of, because people spend more money on fucking loot boxes or whatever the fuck than the actual goddamn game.
Most likely. That's why a lot of the games now aren't even incorporating them, which is more appealing to fans, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, like Warzone's free, but everybody wants to buy blueprints or buy operator shit or whatever the
because
fuck.
Because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. Well, RNG loot crates are fucking gone.
Yeah,
we haven't seen that in a video game since we started the podcast. Well,
most places actually banned them and called it gambling, which basically is.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was it? Shadow of War.
Oh, yeah.
I spent a bit of money on that game fucking hoping I can get some good orcs. And
oh, okay. Well, the game unintentionally turned me off from loot crates because it gives you a free one, right? So it's like, here's a free loot crate, and you open it, and it's like, oh, here's two free legendary orcs, and you're like, oh, buddy, I'm going to rape with these orcs.
That's what forced me to buy more.
Yeah, I know. I was stoked. I'm like, oh, these orcs are going to freaking slay. First battle, he dies. I'm like, fuck that. So I'm not spending any fucking money on this game if the orcs are going to die in the first goddamn battle.
Oh, you're lucky. I think I spent like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. And I had one that was, I don't know how he was designed, but he was scared of animals, like beasts.
Yep.
And he was scared of fire.
And he's riding a beast of fire or some bullshit? That's how
no,
the game usually
but
works.
Like, fuck. There was always fire. And there's always, like, some sort of beast that would, like, get incorporated. And fuck, I saved his ass so many times. It was insane.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck loot crates. I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah, I'm glad they're gone too.
So nah.
Man, Call of Duty World War II was a fucking loot crate toxic shithole.
I know, and that's the PlayStation free game this month.
I mean, even the campaign was fucking lukewarm. But the most annoying part about that is it put you in this social hub area when you're waiting for your game to start.
I remember where you could see all the players and stuff like that.
Yeah, see all the players, and then if they bought a loot box or opened a loot crate, it would show you what they got, and you're like, oh, that looks like it's like you're watching somebody else have fun, and now you need to also have fun.
It was advertisement, for sure. They were trying to fuck with your brain. Oh, this guy got a nice blueprint or attachment. You should buy something, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. That game was, as soon as I made General, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So, fuck that.
I don't even think I made it that far. Like I said, I'll dabble with COD, but Modern Warfare is like the first time like I've actually stayed with COD for a while now.
Yeah, I mean, even Zombies on World War II was kind of meh. So,
yeah.
Well, I made it to General just to say that I played the fucking game. and I didn't waste $80.
Ugh.
So, all right, well, let's go back.
A little off topic, yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to PlayStation.
All right, so we said $600. So I'm, at least in my mind, I'm thinking $450 to $550. Mm-hmm. American. If they go above that, their European and Canadian is going to fuck everyone. Because even $550, that's going to be like $700.
Yeah.
And that's not incorporating your fucking warranty. It's a brand new console. You always want that extended warranty.
Yep.
And a game, or in my case, multiple games.
Yeah. Well, I'll just borrow all your old fucking games and play
them. That is true, because they're going to be playable. Battle. So, yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I bought a new Evil controller.
Aha.
$280.
It's worth it. Trust me.
Dude, I fucking know. Okay, so... Oh, Jesus Christ. I was literally just about to say... I've dropped my controller a couple times, and I, like, dropped my controller as I was about to say that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, so I dropped my controller a couple times. And one time, I have it wired in when I play games, because latency is important to me. Actually bent the cable, like, the connection in the cable, and also somewhat bent the connection port inside the controller. It still works, but it's fucking painful. So, I had to get a new cable, and, what's the other thing that's bothering me? The left thumbstick is just fucked. It's straight fucked. Like, I can push all the way forward on the thumbstick, and it just sticks there.
Mine does that sometimes, and now the right stick, dude, constantly looks down.
Oh, that's annoying.
So, I started playing COD, and I was staring at the fucking ground. And, like, I'd, like, flick it up, and it would, like, go right back down, and I'm like, fuck!
Yeah. I think... Like, because you got these thumbsticks are custom made. So, my right thumbsticks got a little bit of height on it just to give me a bit more position.
Yeah.
And I should have just stuck with the stock fucking stick on the left, honestly.
I did. Stock on the left and then medium on the right.
Anyways, since I'm always running forward and also clicking my thumbstick on the left so I can run, That music sounds really loud. Anyways, underneath the rubber, like there's the metal bit, like the square metal bit that connects to the center. That's like almost sticking out. Like every time I run, I feel it. Like, oh, soon I'll be puncturing your fucking thumb anytime now.
Well, I have seen controllers become deadly weapons. I think there's a YouTube video about that. So
yeah. But I'll
N64 controller. There's a deadly weapon.
Oh yeah, dude. When the fucking there was that button to release like the memory card or the fucking rumble thing. When that thing goes, fuck me. That thing's dangerous. I'll tell you what's in pristine condition is my AXYB buttons because I never use them. I always use the paddles underneath.
Oh yeah.
So. So I'm actually going through the customization for this, right? And it just kind of gives you some bullshit that doesn't really matter. And it, like, they want you to add $40 to the price. It's like, I don't need a nice glowy like red fucking Xbox logo on my controller. Like that just doesn't really, I'm not paying $40 for that. Fuck that. what else? Yeah, I mean, other than that,
Even the faceplate, I think, is like an extra $20. When I designed I didn't get an Evil this time. I went with a Scuff. I just went with the normal black.
I don't think the faceplate costs anything extra if you choose a specific design.
Okay.
Like, if you want, like, the Modern Warfare faceplate, like, then that costs some money, but... But we'll see how the new one is. It takes 3 to 4 weeks to make the fucking thing. What?
I don't know. That's insane.
Yeah, and then it's gonna take like, 2 weeks to ship.
The game was shipped within like 4 days, and I got it in like 3.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I just can't tell my wife. that I just spent $300 while she's working and I'm not.
Man, she's going to have a lot of secrets this year. Oh, where'd the PlayStation 5 come from? I got it from some friends.
I'm just going to say you bought it for... We already went over this. You bought it for me.
I know.
With all the money that you owed me. And then I'll just put it on my credit card so she can't track that.
At least my, like, I owe you less than Mark. Mark hasn't even started paying you back. I brought it up to $300 to him. He's like, from what? I'm like, PAX? And then he just changed the subject.
Dude, I totally discounted Mark because I don't expect him to pay me back at all.
Oh, I love Mark.
This takes me back to high school. I was one of the first kids that got his actual license. And then everyone's like, oh, Rodney, let's go for a drive to the mall or something. It's like, I was always the fucking cabbie. Everywhere we fucking went. But whatever. It's all fine now. Everyone has their license. Anyways, okay, so...
We're going to stay on topic.
Yeah, we're getting a little off topic here.
All right, so you talked about price, games. Some people have said, like, Spider-Man 2. I'm definitely down with that. I know it's been rumored, so I'm hoping we might actually see it.
What about a new God of War? Something with God of War. I think I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah, it's been a couple years now. I don't think it'll be a launch title, but we could see it as, like, a teaser of what's to come for PlayStation 5. The last God of War, definitely the ending left a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
So it has way more to tell with the story.
Yeah. What else could come out? I mean, I don't have a PlayStation, so I don't know what's been out. I know Last of Us 2 has been showed off already. Yeah,
that's coming out in like a week.
I guess we can have Brian on the podcast and we can talk about that maybe next week.
Yeah, I think so. I have to check the release. I think Sony needs a new shooter as well.
Was Star Wars Battlefront 2 okay?
You
think that warrant a Battlefront 3?
It could, but that wouldn't be a PlayStation exclusive, so I don't see them really showcasing it. I feel like this event, they're going to want to showcase their exclusives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sony's been kind of...
About that.
All about the secrecy. Like, they haven't been talking about anything. They haven't been revealing anything. They've been fucking in the dark for a long time. So they got to really blow this out of the water.
Yeah. There's rumors of Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they're going to stick more to their AAA exclusives and maybe some indie titles. But I don't see them showing off anything that's going to be on another console. They just don't need to.
They need to show off a tech demo of their new console, and I think they should stay within the first party area for that.
Yeah, anything else can be shown like later on. You know, if they want to show how Valhalla is going to play on the PlayStation 5, go for it.
Yeah.
But not here. I saw it on the Xbox. It just.
Mm-hmm. I think what really does it for tech demos is showing a side-by-side of a game that's been ported over, right? Like, I think for the Xbox, they did this for... what's that survivalist zombie game that we were going to play one weekend, but my computer crashed and never worked, and I was losing my shit?
State
of Decay? That's the one.
Yeah, State of Decay.
State of Decay. So, like, they had State of Decay up. They loaded the exact same save point. Okay? But the Xbox Series X, like, loaded it in, like, fucking 0.2 seconds. Like, it was just, like, you're in the game and you're doing a bunch of shit. And I think it was, like, a full minute later before the Xbox, regular Xbox, finally loaded the game.
Oh, yeah.
So it was really cool to see that aspect of it, where it's, like, here's the exact same game, just been ported over to the Xbox Series X, but it's, like, here's the demonstration of how powerful the system is just by load times and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think PlayStation should do something like that maybe, too.
Yeah, we did see that the Unreal tech demo. Remember we watched that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we did.
So we do know the console's super powerful. Like you say, it would be cool to actually see something that they're going to port over. So we do know Fortnite's going to make a transition.
But the hardest thing, though, with tech demos, it's hard to convey the graphics on a screen. Like that, or sorry, how to... Not on... the screen you're playing the game on, right? Because if you're watching the YouTube video, you're not fucking streaming it in 4K. You're streaming it in 720 or 1080 or whatever the fuck your internet can handle. Like, you're
that
not,
is true.
Yeah, you're not seeing the game for its full graphical beauty unless it's on the, like, on my 4K monitor right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I guess it just gives us an idea of what it can do.
That's true. All right, everybody.
Like, you're not going to see that crispness, but at least you're going to see, you know, like, graphical wise, like, oh, the trees are moving, the leaves are moving, the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's the characters, like the motion capture. Like, we've come a long fucking way with that.
Hair was the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
As soon as I started seeing hair that could, like, move, I was blown away.
Yeah, totally.
I still remember it just sitting there on your head.
All right, everybody. I think that's all for today. Will, you got anything else?
No. We'll keep everyone up to date with what's announced on the Sony event on Thursday. But other than that, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Make sure you leave a review and whatever you're listening to the show on. And join us next week, next Tuesday, for the next episode of the Video Games Now podcast. We'll talk about... we'll review season 4 because we'll have played it by then. And
we'll talk about Sony.
Talk about Sony. We'll just talk about let's just redo this podcast. We'll just do a take 2 of this podcast.
Yeah, just with what we know now.
Yeah.
Not with what we think.
And we'll bring in Cole, I'm sure. Cause he'll be interested, I'm sure.
Roly Poly Coley?
Yeah. holy. I know. Yeah, holy. That's the gaming term we made up. Oh, speaking of gaming terms, we didn't fucking do gaming terms. God damn, that script's handy, dude. Gaming.
Yeah, that's like the first thing, but we skipped over it.
Yeah. Oh, I literally typed into Google gaming word of the week, which is not even a thing for anyone except for us. So we'll talk about something while I look for a gaming word of the week this week.
Well, lately I've started playing Dragon Quest XI, so... I guess I'm back on the RPG kick. It's kind of interesting. This was the game, do you remember, that you watched me play at PAX a couple years ago?
Yep. Dragon Quest? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Where I lost you, and then I'm like, where am I going to find Will? Dragon Quest.
Yeah, you found me playing the game.
Yeah.
Greg made it through that 2-hour lineup. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying the game. It's still like any other RPG, you know, there's that grind.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've noticed the game getting harder, so now I'm like... sitting there farming enemies, just trying to make things a little easier on myself, make some money so I can buy better weapons and equipment, because I know I'm level 21 and the max level in the game is 99.
All right, gaming word of the week this week, I think kind of fitting for what's happening around the world right now, crowd control. Crowd control, also known as CC, is a term often used in an RPG related game to describe the effects causing the enemy to lose control of their character. Have you heard of that?
I do. I'm just trying to picture how that works.
A term often used in RPG-related games to describe effects that cause the enemy to lose control of their character.
The enemy to lose control of their character. Is that like an AoE? So maybe like a sleep spell?
Yeah, probably.
Paralyze, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
CC so ranges from short stuns that keep the enemy from performing any actions to mind control that allow you to take control of the guy's character. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, the biggest thing in RPGs, like I'm right now, putting enemies to sleep.
Nice. Or in Sea of Thieves when you throw a puke fucking... or shoot a puke cannonball at him or something.
Oh, yeah. Or just throw a bucket.
Anyways. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.